rise until dawn. You'll find me in the bedroom with the blinds all drawn. You come telling lies till I'm back to sleep, while my body cannot feel at home. In my head I'll never be alone with them hungry little voices from an evil's done. They hum ten lies till I'm back to sleep. Clouded eyes that call upon a storm. But the light of the sun finds my grip. Now weep, I sleep, and it comes cold black and deep. As the fire fades into the dawn, still them sick and wicked faces linger on. I'm still hiding in the bedroom where no light has shone. I'm gone, drift away, cold back to
Bird Note. During a rainstorm, you're more likely to see birds perched and hunkered down than flying around. Most birds are mostly waterproof. Their feathers, combined with oil from preen glands, keep them pretty watertight. So, why do birds avoid flying during rainstorms? It's not just about getting wet. It may have more to do with the air than the water. Storms alter the medium in which flight takes place, the air itself. Rainstorms tend to occur when atmospheric pressure is low. Air in a low-pressure system is less dense, but it's dense air that gives birds the aerodynamic lift they need to take wing. Falling rain and high humidity also add lots of water molecules to the air. That water takes up space in the air, making it even less dense. So rather than fly, many birds perch and conserve energy during a storm. They sit it out under the cover of a tree or perch on a fence wire facing into the wind, reducing their air resistance and limiting the loss of precious body heat. But when the storm passes, birds once again take to the skies. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note's newsletter delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox. Sign up at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more.
Hello, I'm Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore new dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.
You're listening to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours. DIY is our motto around here. By getting involved in the station, you kind of learn how to do everything to make the magic of radio broadcasting happen. And it's pretty exciting, and honestly, one of the most empowering things that you can do for yourself is to get involved or to support us in some other way. And next week, you will have an opportunity to do that financially when we kick off our Fund Drive campaign. So stay tuned for more of that next week. A couple of things that we heard in that last set. We heard Count the Wicked off the album of the same name by Mama's Broke, Canadian duo. We heard Scarlet Town from Gillian Welsh and Dave Rawlings, from the album The Harrow and the Harvest. And just have to say, I love that album. It goes back in their catalog a few years, but it's a beautiful album, and the cover of it is just so mystical and witchy. And if anybody's interested in going to Boston, they're playing there on my birthday. Maybe a little bit short notice for us to trek to Boston, but I would travel to Mars, really, to see them. And I wouldn't go to Mars for very much, so that's saying something. All right. We are not traveling to Mars today. We're traveling through a little bit of bluegrass and old time music that is a little on the spooky side. And we're going to hear more of that coming up in this next set. But let me tell you about a show that is playing at the Cult right now, that if you want to see something not necessarily spooky, but that definitely takes you into the multiverse and into this multidimensionality that is so mesmerizing and beautiful and just awe-inspiring. It's an interdisciplinary movement dance piece called Prism by the Tentacle Tribe. And it's on for three more nights, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And if you can manage to get yourself a pair of tickets to go see that, I highly, highly endorse it to get your arts and culture on. There's also something cool coming up here at Embark, which is the sustainability student group on campus, exploring the seasons of flavor and food systems locally. It's part of their community kitchen offering, and it's called Savoring the Seasons Sustainably. It happens on Wednesday here in the sub-community kitchen. It's 5:30 to 9:30, like I said, next Wednesday, October 30th. You do need to register and sign up, and so if you're on campus, you can you know, QR code it from one of the posters up and around. And if you are not on campus, you can look Embark up on the website and get to their registration page. It's not relegated just to student participation, which is nice. All right. Blah, blah, blah. Let's hear more music, shall we? This is a track from William Elliott Whitmore. And if you're a fan of old-timey stuff, probably needs no introduction, but it is Digging My Grave here on Roots and Berries.
Digging my grave, oh Lord, I'm The ghost factory whistles at the end of the day, and invisible men line up for the train. Their lives are so small and their stories the same. They all want to know why they don't have a name. They bring you your dinner and a glass of red wine. You open the paper and read a few lines. You close up the paper and think about time, and make one more call and turn out the light. But the dogs and the sirens won't let you sleep. You put on your raincoat, go out to the street. The car passes slowly, to him it's quite clear. Takes one look at you and says, nothing here. A few cigarettes and a cup of cold joe. The waitress says things have been kinda slow. Her daughter moved in with a fellow uptown. Doesn't call anymore, damn this living alone.
Fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day. Hitched hitched up his mule and went out to plow. Just how he got around, I'll never know how. Singing fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-la, fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day. Well, the devil come up and he met him at the gate. Said, one of your family I'm bound to take. Singing fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-la, fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day. Here to take my oldest son, singing fa-di-di-di-di-di-day, fa-di-di-di-di-day. No, it ain't your son nor your daughter I crave, but your old phony woman, it's her I'll have, singing fa-di-di-di-di-di-di-day, fa-di-di-di-di-di-day. Mr. Devil, with the joy of my heart, and I hope to God that you never will part, singing fa-diddle-a-diddle-a, fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day. Well, the devil took her up in an old tote sack. He looked like a camel with a hump on his back, singing fa-diddle-a-diddle-a, fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day. He made it as far as the fork in the road. Said, get off, old woman, you're a hell of a load. Singing fa-diddle-a-diddle-a, fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day. He said, fire it up, boys, scorch your well, singing fa-diddle-a-diddle-a, fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day. Along come a little devil dragging a chain. She picked up a hatchet and she knocked out his brain, singing fa-diddle-a-diddle-a, fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day. Another little devil was climbing on the wall. She up with her foot and she kicked him in the fire, singing fa-diddle-a-diddle-a, fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day. A third little devil was hanging on the wall. Said, take her back, Pat, before she kills us all, singing fa-diddle-a-diddle-a, fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day. Cannot tell, she ain't fit to heaven and she won't do for hell, singing fire diddle a diddle a, fire diddle a diddle a day. One day the old man was peeping through the crack when he spied the old devil come a humping her back, singing fire diddle a diddle a, fire diddle a diddle a day. She's sounding well, I'll tell you what's more, she done tore up hell, singing fa-diddle-a-diddle-a, fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day. One day the old man was sick in bed, she picked up a shovel and she shoveled his head, singing fa-diddle-a-diddle-a, fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day. The old man cried, I sure am cursed, she went down to hell and she come up worse, singing fa-diddle-a-diddle-a, fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day. The old man lit off through the hill, said the devil won't have her, be damned if I will, singing fa-diddle-a-diddle-a, fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day. Well, this proves women are stronger than men, they can go down to hell and come up again, singing fa-diddle-a-diddle-a, fa-diddle-a-diddle-a-day.
Clifton Hicks there with the Devil's Song, and I loved how you could hear him almost snicker with some of the lyrics that he was singing in that song there. And he's playing a beautiful old real skin covered open backed banjo there, which gives it such a beautiful sound. Before that, we heard Harp of the Rising and Ghost Factory from Tales from Jackson Bridge. I have such a short time to go here, and I'm going to see if I can leave you with just the tiniest, shortest little song, but maybe I won't be able to. Because maybe that's that. Do stay tuned, because Connor is coming up with the Department Uno Music Department radio show at 1 o'clock, and then you're going to hear William, new volunteer, who's been playing some sort of noise industrial electronic-y stuff kind of lately, and open mic with Steve. All kinds of great programming to follow, and to just sort of shake up the eardrums from this program. You're going to take a trip on a very different train, that's for sure. So I'll be here next week. Remember that it's Fun Drive, and I'll be looking to you for some support. Until then, thanks for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.